This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Haiti's interim government has asked for the U.S. to deploy troops to protect key infrastructure as it tries to stabilize the country and prepare the way for elections in the aftermath of the assassination of President Jovenel Moise. The interim prime minister, Claude Joseph, told the Associated Press that we definitely need assistance. We've asked our international partners for help. He spoke just hours after the head of Colombia's police force said that the Colombians implicated Moise's assassination were recruited by four companies, and they traveled to the Caribbean nation and two groups via the Dominican Republic. U.S. President Joe Biden says that he has again made clear to Russian President Vladimir Putin that Moscow must crack down on cyber criminals acting in Russia. We get details from AP correspondent Sagar Magani.
When they met last month in Geneva, the president told Putin he must act, but cyber attacks continue. And during an hour-long call, the president says he gave Putin a reminder.
When he went into our operation, and coming from his tour, even though it was not sponsored by the state, we expect them to act if we give them enough information to act on who that is.
The president tells reporters the talk went well and he's optimistic. But when asked if there will be consequences for cyber attacks,
yes.
Sagar Magani at the White House.
There is more at VOAnews.com. Again, that is VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. The death toll from the Florida condominium collapse has now risen to 79 after 14 additional victims were pulled out of the rubble. Miami-Dade Mayor Daniela Levine Cava announced the new number at a Friday news conference, calling it both staggering and heartbreaking. An additional 61 people are still unaccounted for. On Thursday, Paraguay's foreign minister said in a radio report that the body of the sister of that country's first lady was among those found. Several Latin American citizens were reported in the building when it collapsed. Rescue workers now focus on finding remains instead of survivors, and have pledged to keep up their search for victims until they clear all the debris at that site. The Biden administration has added more Chinese companies to a trade blacklist over their alleged role in China's abuses of its Uyghur people and other Muslim ethnic minorities. Commerce Department announced the measures Friday. Said electronics and technology firms and other businesses had enabled repression, mass detention, and high technology surveillance against Muslim minority groups. The penalties prohibit Americans from selling equipment or other goods to the firms. The moves are the latest by the United States stepping up financial and trade penalties over China's treatment of its Uyghur people. The Chinese government since 2017 has detained a million or more people in Northwest Xinjiang province. The Biden administration will stop detaining migrants facing deportation if they are pregnant or recently gave birth in a reversal of a Trump-era policy. The new policy announced Friday is similar to one that was in force under President Barack Obama. The new directive does not bar Immigration and Customs Enforcement from initiating proceedings to deport migration or migrants without legal status, but it would no longer jail them if they are pregnant, nursing, or have given birth within the past year while they contest their removal. Former President Donald Trump's administration eliminated a policy barring the detention of pregnant migrants as part of its broader effort to increase immigration enforcement. South Korea has set a new high in daily coronavirus cases for the third straight day as officials prepare to enforce the strongest social distancing restrictions in the greater capital area, where transmissions have surged following months of complacency. The Korea Disease Control and Prevention Agency said Saturday that more than 1,000 of the 1,378 new cases were found from the capital, Seoul, in a nearby province and region, where officials from Monday will clamp down on private social gatherings of three or more people from 6 p.m. Nightclubs and churches will close, and visitors will be banned in nursing homes, hospitals, and more. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.